Welcome to the podcast of Lancaster Brethren in Christ Church, located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. LBIC is a community being transformed by the love of Jesus, sharing this love with all people. We want this podcast to be an extension of our community and a connection with familiar voices. Together, we want to think about how to follow Jesus in our particular moment. So enjoy the podcast. We're grateful to have you join us as a part of the LBIC family.
Thank you.
You can take your mask off.
Okay. good morning. Praise the Lord. Yes, my name is Joseph Shilalo. Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua. I should call you Dr. Joshua. You have been an amazing brother, and I appreciate you so much in the leadership of the church. We are so honored to be together as family. Since 2019, I think towards the end, and 2020, something C-19 happened, and so meeting downstairs was a little challenging, like for all of us, but the Lord has been faithful, and we are grateful. I am with my wife, Tabitha, this morning. Can you say hello to the church? And yes, the Lord has been so good, and I am excited to be here, and I am excited to share what the Lord has put in my spirit as we hear His word. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 31, and I will read, and then we pray, and then we get on to the word. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for your teaching this morning. I thank you for the word. I thank you that you have prepared a table before us and that you have so much that already is in store in revelation to your children, to your people, that we are going to dine together. I pray that you open our hearts, our minds, and our souls to hear from you, and that your will and your purpose for our lives this morning will be fulfilled. We honor you. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, please help me because I'm trying to get myself together. But in streams of life, we are a little loud, so help me. Say, hallelujah! Just a little more. Hallelujah! They that wait upon God, they shall renew their strength. I know we pray, and sometimes we want the solutions or the answers quick. But there are times, and many are times, God will put us on that pause called wait. But He also promises, because He is the Redeemer, and He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can imagine or ask for, but He still wants us to wait on Him. I praise His holy name because He never fails. Change may come. Circumstances and situations may put you in a certain corner. But praise His name. He will not fail you. He will bring you out and you will honor His name. Somebody say amen. There are things I have appreciated the Lord God Almighty, and that is the place called patience. Patience is not for everybody. I know for a fact. We want our stuff right now, right here. But there is a King in heaven. For very good reasons, He allows us to go through a waiting period. And that waiting period usually is not wasted time. He's working in us. He's bringing the good in us. He's doing things that naturally you will not do by yourself. Because he knows better. He wants good for you. The Bible tells me he longs to be gracious to you. But still, there is a place called waiting on Jesus. Say amen. Now, because I have a lot to share, just allow me to share a couple of things, and then we'll get into a couple of things. One, praise God when there is a time to wait. Don't forget that holding to your faith, in spite of challenges, difficulties, and trials, and temptations, and afflictions, though rough waters, even when it seems pointless and useless, please wait on God. Church, it is amazing the results when we wait on God. I know because I have been to places where I'm asking God, if it were me, I want it now. But he puts me on that wait. Son, wait. It shall be all right. Romans 8, 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Today we are encouraged. Today the Lord is asking us to be patient. To be in that state of saying, I know my Redeemer liveth. And in his perfect time, he will do exactly what he intends to do. Allow me to share with you that waiting, patience, holding on, to hang in there, to calm down, to cool off, to long for is not wasted time, but invested time. Somebody say amen. Amen. A few things in the Bible. The Bible is full with believers who waited on God. Rough times, difficult times, but there is an endless strength that comes from the Almighty God that gives you that power, that energy to move on. I begin with a story of a man you very well know called Job. Job had everything any man would want to have. Wealth, farm, animals, children. He had it. But suddenly, everything disappeared. Now you imagine your head. It's like in comparison to when your savings is empty. How does that feel? Then you turn to your checking. You can write nothing out anymore. You start wondering, now what? Job lost it all. Friends disappeared. You know when you have a little more, you have so many friends. You know that? Say amen. When you have a little more, you tend to have many around. When everything goes, very few will remain. But for Job, even those that remain, they tell him, man, you have committed sin. You need to repent. This can only be because you have committed sin. Repent. And I know, I would imagine Job searching his soul. This is a man when the children are doing anything that is not pleasing to God, he will run wanting to offer a sacrifice for forgiveness. He's always searching himself and his family to make sure everything is all right before God. And now they are telling him, you have sinned. Number two, the worst of it all, when his body is no longer admirable because pores, pain, anguish, nothing from his body. Everything is a mess. The wife says, I think it is about time. Curse your God and move on. Just like when you pray and it's not answered, there are people who quickly say, oh, that is not God. Just because he did not answer you does not mean God is not there. So Job does not listen to the wife. He says, I came without, and when I leave the world, I will take nothing. But I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know my God is alive. And if he wants to, he's able to do it again. Somebody say amen. And before long, everything that God gave came back. He lost 6 sons, 3 daughters. But the Lord blesses him again, waiting on God. Somehow, there is an endless strength that cometh from him. He created us that way. We are able to tap into that strength, but it comes through Jesus Christ and by the power of his Holy Spirit to give you the strength to move on. When everything looks empty and useless, you say, but I know my Redeemer is able to do it again. Allow me to take you on a journey with Abraham. Abraham, we all know the story from Scripture. A man who had a very good relationship with him that called him. And he's walking with God, but now he's advanced in age and he's starting to wonder, should I pass on to the next world? Who is going to inherit me? I thought I would have my own child to inherit me. I thought I would hug my own child, kiss him on their forehead and say, blessed be the Lord who gave me the gift. But now he's advanced in age. Sarai is frustrated. And he really wants this for the husband. She makes the mistake. Get Hagar and have a child with her. For me, I think my clock is done. Can do it.
Somebody say amen.
Ah! And so Abraham does. And they have a child. And now we are still walking. But God, you said, my own child.
Excuse me, but I'll take you to the true story. When he is 99 years of age, the Almighty God appears to him. You will have a child of your own from Sarai. I'm sure it's like, God, you know, even my bones are shaking. 99 years of age and a promise for a child. But they that wait upon the Lord, who know their Redeemer liveth. Perhaps he was even thinking, even if I don't see this promise, I still know that my God is faithful. But the Lord says, you will. And surely, at the age of 99, as the Lord has spoken, the following year, they have a son. Somebody say, amen.
I know for ladies, if you don't have a child, it's big trouble. You are like, God, what is for me? When you see other mothers nursing their children, when they're holding their hands, come on, baby, let's go. Come on, boys, let's go. You're like, God, when is mine coming? It's the nature of a mom. You want to hug your child. You want to feel the same when even when they cry, but I'm still your child. And there is an appreciation because it's the fruit of your womb. And so you delight and celebrate that. Now, I'm trying to say the story of Sarah and Abraham. And so that becomes the promise. And the Lord fulfills. And when that was fulfilled, I can imagine the exuberance of the older couple celebrating the mercies and the goodness of their God, that now they can see with their own eyes the promise of God of their own child. They must be saying, oh, hallowed be your holy name. No matter the age, now we can say we have seen the mighty hand of the living God. Somebody say amen. They that wait upon God shall renew their strength. You could be in a certain situation. You could be in a certain circumstance. You could be in a certain period of waiting. Child of God, don't give up. Hold on to your faith. Keep on. There is one who never forgets. He remembers. His name is Yahweh. He will do it for you that his name may be glorified. Somebody say amen. Now, allow me also to take you on a journey of a person you know in the Bible who also waited on God. There was a family of Elkanah, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had the children, Hannah had none. Every year they will go for the annual celebrations. And Pastor Joshua, they will celebrate and they will bring gifts. And as it will be, the culture. Maybe the mommy is saying, come on, kids, you know, we got to hurry up because we need to go back. Just so Hannah can hear and Hannah can feel that she doesn't have no child. But she is waiting on God. She comes and the only thing that was in her heart was God, who hears and who answers prayer. Please don't let me go back without you answering me. Please answer me. Answer me. Bible tells me, and the priest Eli saw her sobbing at the altar and crying and pouring her spirit, her soul, all the way God. Eli says, hey, it's enough of your drunkenness. And she says, sir, I'm not drunk. It's a desire, my heart. And so she prayed, to cut the story short, because I have a lot to share. And the Lord answers the prayer. So after the celebration, they go back. The Bible says, and Hannah was blessed with a child. So the following year, when they go for the celebration, the annual celebration, Hannah did not show up because she was nursing her child. The Lord has done it for her. The Lord visited her. The Lord answered the cry of her heart. So she stayed home. The following year, she stayed home. And the other year, she stayed home. But that was this year. She joined the family. But now, with a gift. Somebody say, amen.
You know, when you're empty for so long and suddenly you have, it feels different. So she's also coming. Come on, Samuel, let's go. Though opinion I may have more, I also have a child. Come on, Samuel, let's go, baby. It's all right. Get into the altar. She says to Eli, all of my tears, all of my sobbing, all of my cry, the gift is here. And he will stay here to serve the living God the rest of his life. How many know Samuel in the Bible? That was the gift. And that was the fruit of the womb of Hannah. The Bible says that Eli prayed after they left Samuel. He prayed for Elkanah and Hannah to have more children. And because God is a promise-keeping God, he's a way maker. He did for them. And I had 5 more children. They that wait upon God shall renew their strength. For they know their Redeemer liveth. I pray that you will be encouraged, that whatever may have seemed far and too long, you can still hold on to your faith. Hold on to that which the Lord has spoken to your spirit and to your life, because he will fulfill it. Because he's a promise keeper and he has no need to lie to no man. He's the Almighty God. Somebody praise the Lord. Allow me to say, 2020 was not a very friendly year. We were closed. You know, we are created for fellowship. We are created to have a warmth with one another. We are used to what the Bible says, the assembly of the saints. When we get together to praise his holy name, we were never made for Zoom and YouTube and other platforms. They really look very vague. You try to say, praise the Lord, it's just the screen looking at you. But on these, there is a warmth. On these, there is something special the Creator made in us, so we long for. Somebody say amen. So by the blessings of God, though we were close indoors, we could not meet again. We were no longer the normal way of fellowship. We were still able to look for ways, because the Creator is not intimidated or threatened by any sickness and disease. He is above them all. Somebody say amen. And so our scientists, psychologists, people in medicine, those we now gave new names, essential providers, they did what they had to do. And we joined them by keeping the distance. We mask up, wash our hands and sanitize. And the devil is defeated. Because we are in 2021 and we are not like 2020. The plan of the living God will still succeed. The enemy thought the church would be gone. You know, it is easy for people to grow cold. It is very easy to now get accustomed to your television, to your computer, and to your living room. And so you don't have to drive. You don't have to do none. Just wait for time and click. And you're right there. But it's still cold. It's still lonely. But when we are together, that is something special about that which God created for fellowship.
And here we are, and we praise his holy name. They that wait upon God, they shall renew their strength. Our Redeemer liveth. We are here this way, but he's not done with us. He's creating in us new things. Because now we know, no matter the problems, no matter the challenges, I don't know anybody who was not challenged in 2020, that we had to do things different. I don't know. Maybe some people did not change anything, but majority of us, we changed a lot of things. We got uncomfortable to be comfortable. But that has built something in us. As a world now, even if there is something else, we know we can pull together. We can do things together. We can be innovative. We can suddenly tap into other things to make everything work. Because there is one who is still in charge. His name is Yahweh. He will still do his perfect will for mankind. There are souls to be saved. There are people to be delivered. There are people to be reached out to. There is a gospel to be preached. Somebody say amen. Allow me, brothers, there is another story I wanted to share with us. And this is the story of Joseph. You know Joseph had to wait for 13 years for his prophetic promise to be fulfilled. But he waited on God. Moses had to wait for 40 years, got married, had a child, but for that which God intended. Now meeting God and the voice in that burning bush, a signal that there is one who cares. Israel in Egypt is suffering, and the Almighty says, my children have had it enough. I am sending you, but had to wait 40 years in a land foreign to him. But they that wait upon God, they shall renew their strength. Joseph turned around when the brothers came because there was drought in the land and they needed food. And Joseph was the leader. And so when they went for food, he recognized them. And he gave them what they needed. And he said, and when you come back, bring my father and bring your wives so that I can provide for you in the trying time because I'm in leadership now. What you intended for evil, God has turned it around to be a blessing to many. You may be going through something that you are thinking, why is God doing this? His plan is there are many to be blessed through that which you're going through. Just wait on God and prepare to be used as a vessel of honor for the glory and for the praise of his holy name. Somebody say amen. I must share with you that waiting on God is never wasted time. When he puts you there to wait on him, remember he has a will and a purpose, and there is something he wants to do for the benefit of many. But you're going to be the source and the doer to those blessings. And that is why this endless strength in times of affliction, in times of problems, in times of challenges, don't look at your situation and say, oh, I don't know why it is me. Just praise him as bad as things are. Bless his name as challenging as everything is. Praise him and wait on Jesus. For this I know, he will come through for you. He told the disciples, stay in Jerusalem until the promise by the Father comes upon you. That was the Holy Spirit. And after that, the powerful testimony of the resurrected Jesus was never the same again. For they waited. Somebody say, wait. Say it a little louder. Waiting on God is never a wasted time. Waiting on Jesus is never a wasted time. Now, my brothers, my sisters, when you're waiting on Jesus, there is a lot of praying to do. When you're waiting on Jesus, there is a lot of celebration to do. Even when nothing seems right, praise Him anyhow. Even when it looks useless and your friend says, why don't you just quit praying? Because it is the easiest thing to do. Just be on your comfort zone and do what you please, but refuse to do that. But praise Him and be on your knees. And His time is always a perfect time. Amen. Somebody say amen. One more. Pastor Joshua. One more. Psalm 62:8. Trust in Him at all times, all people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Now, remember, the young people, as we are told, they are exuberant, they are young, and they like to do things the way the young people do, because they have the strength, because they can drive to Georgia and come back. For me, after Tennessee, I would like to rest. And then try again all the way to Georgia. But for them, they will just go zoom. They do their party, zoom. They come back. It's like, what happened? Well, we were there. We finished. It was awesome. Are you tired? No. I can do it again. The Bible said they will grow weary. They will faint. But they that wait upon God, they shall renew their strength. Because the power of the Holy Spirit will continue to give you that ability to wait, to travail, to pray, and to know for certain He will come through for you. Somebody say amen. Time. Hallelujah. John 14:6, wait on Him because He is the way, the truth, and the life. No other, only King Jesus. Acts, as I finish, shows us that waiting, as Jesus had told them, was so that they can understand patience. And patience, as I would have said before, patience is when you are waiting, it is not wasting your time. It is reminding yourself that there is one who is in charge. And He's orchestrating everything for His purpose and for His will. The Lord bless you. The Lord encourage you. Wait on Him. Hold on. Keep your faith. This year is different. Next year will be different. The good Lord honor you in everything you do. Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua, for the honor to minister. And the Almighty continue to do you good. Thank you.